Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Ian, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Very, very good. So, what did you do?
Well, I went over to Flannery's into the Calvary one lunchtime, and one of the girls was with me. One of my girls, which I think it's okay to say because they love calling themselves my girls. Anyway, one of my girls was with me.
And from the salon, yeah, okay.
From the salon, exactly. And I was giving out like mad anyway about what we had to do after lunch and blah, blah, blah. But in my giving out, I put out my right hand onto this lady's tray and took a fistful of chips. And as the chips were in my hand, I just looked at her face and I looked at the girl next to me, one of my staff members. I said, oh my God, I said, I'm so sorry.
But
and she was looking at me and said, what are you doing? I said, sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. So I didn't realise what I was doing. I talked to one of the girls walking to me. Then I made a walk. And then as I talked to one of my staff, I just said, oh my God. And I was only building a bigger hole for myself.
Like, it would have been okay if it was a staff member, but not a stranger's chips.
Oh, I'm desperate. Like, I put out my hand and I couldn't believe I did it. But I was so shocked. But you know when you're absent-minded, you're hungry, you're thinking of what you have to do next, and out goes the hand. And it wasn't even a chip, it was like five or six.
A fist of chips.
But I couldn't get back into our plate then, so I just put them into my mouth. And I went back over to her, I said, sorry about that, can I pay for it? No, not at all, you're fine, you're okay. And as if they get out of my face now, I don't want to look at you anymore, you know.
Like, people get very touchy-feely about that. Like, if you have fish and chips or a burger and chips or whatever, or it could be, you know, whatever the case may be, people, and it might be all right if you're, it could be okay for Darren to do it with you now or my wife to do it or whatever. But other than that, reaching over into somebody else's plate to take a chip seems to be acceptable.
Yeah, it's annoying though. It actually drives me mad because they have their own comment, and especially with dessert. You know, somebody might say, can I taste yours there? I said, no, you can't. No way. Like, I love my dessert. I'm like Joey and Friends. Like, don't touch my food, Neil. Like, I love my food.
Well, if Darren wanted to taste your tiramisu.
Oh, yeah, sure. Darren can taste anything he wants.
So even in five-star establishments, snaffling is...
Down in the Cliff House up in Ardmore one morning, having a coffee and scone, which was about all I could afford on the menu, right? And there was... We were sitting down chatting and we were looking out over the view, and I noticed this woman, she got up, she was finished at her table, but she had the serviette and she went over to another table, right? And she took a half scone that was left on the plate and a bit of butter and a bit of jam.
You are joking me. Half a scone that was left.
And she, as she was going out, she was scouring the other tables and I was thinking, oh my God, and I'd have loved a scone because the scone was gorgeous. But geez, I wouldn't take it from another table.
Like the uneaten part of somebody else's scone.
Yeah, and the butter and the jam.
Like, what's going on? Like,
I actually think that the half scone was even buttered. I couldn't believe it. And she's doing it with a serviette and into the bag.
Is she that hungry or poor, maybe, I wonder? I don't know.
Well, we have a saying at home, she's always hungry, you know what. That's when somebody won't spend the money. So she could have been hungry in every way, Neil, you know what I mean? My girls used to cover things in salt if I robbed her food, because I was desperate with the girls in the salon. I could, like, they'd have a lovely... You know, something brought in specially, and before they come up to have it, I'd have a gone. I'd have after eating it.
Their lunch?
Yeah, their lunch. Or, like, you know, not as you know now, it's diverting a bit, but I'd say, make me a cup of tea, and the cup of tea would be awful. And I'd say, I'd rather walk the Sahara Desert in my bare feet than drink that tea. So what they'd do then, they'd make me another cup, and one day they covered it in salt. I took a five slug of the tea, and I tell you, I didn't get any more cups of tea off him now.
I'd say you were the equivalent of a bit of a diva there inside in that hair salon.
Yeah. Huh? Totally, yeah. Oh, jeez, me, they have no idea.
Notions.
And I told, do you know what I used to
make
do?
Me a cup of tea. Eating people's lunches.
Yeah, eating people's lunch. And they could bring in something lovely, like a little salad bowl or fruit bowl, and they'd go up to get it done, I'd have a gone. And I think it was hilarious, or a bar of chocolate, or You know,
what we all should be doing is working for all of those big companies, the big American companies, Apple and Lilly and all of this, you know, Stryker and Pfizer's and places where they provide all sorts of on-site food and they have a fully stocked canteen. They even have a bar with beer in it, for God's sake, in a lot of these places.
Yeah, they'd be no fun. That I love the challenge of running offices and Tom Minton them, in all fairness. Like.
You're a serial kleptomaniac, that's what you are.
I'm a bit of everything, to be honest with you.
How is the summer?
Summer is amazing. Oh my God, having such the best summer. I have a colour now. I look just tanned. I love the summer. We're having a great time over in JBC's. The pergola ended up fabulous, Neil. Oh,
that's a pergola,
God.
Man. Get sense. A pergola.
God, I don't care what it is anyway. Once the lads are out under the shelters, call it what you like.
Well and done. Another great job done, in fairness to you.
Turned out fabulous, Neil. And Emer and Carol and all the gang in your Emer there were brilliant.
You should have heard what she was saying under her breath. Jesus Christ, he's an unmerciful slave driver. I have to go back out there again.
Yeah, and I disappeared then when they were all there. That was the gas thing about it. I took wine. One day they were all there and I took wine over to Flanners and we had apple pie, ice cream and cream. And
he's the loveliest man. He's the loveliest young man, isn't he? He's just lovely, Brian. And all of them out there at the John Birmingham Bar. Well, you're the orchestra conductor, you see. You don't have to do any of the heavy lifting. You're the foreman, like.
Yeah, when they rob, all I do is go around motivating people and giving them, you know, the...
And robbing their food.
Come on, guys, we can do this. Oh, my God, we can do this.
All right, you're driving them on. Yeah, we got this. Yeah. Have a listen to this before I let you go. Barry, a regular texter, says, I know that you're going to offer Joe and Darren one of your tourist trips, and let me get ahead of that. Can I get my hands on the Fastnet trip that you're just about to offer Joe? Ask Joe if he'll take the Fastnet trip and donate it to me, please. I'm shy, don't come on the air very often, but surely my text warrants a prize, says Barry, a regular texter. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, tell Barry, you're more than welcome, Barry. I'd love you to have it, my friend.
Okay, job done.
Yeah.
There he goes. Joe from Glasheen, always giving and taking as well at the same time. Mind yourself, pal. Take care. Stay in touch. Take care.